How the Holy Spirit makes Christ's work for us effective. Before offering himself as the sacrificial victim, Christ sought for the most essential gift to bestow on his followers. "I will pray the Father," he said, "and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you." Margin. While Christ was on earth, the disciples had desired no other helper. Not until deprived of his presence would they feel their need of the Spirit, and then he would come. The Holy Spirit is Christ's representative, but divested of the personality of humanity, and independent thereof. Cumbered with humanity, Christ could not be in every place personally. It was for their interest that he should go, and send the Spirit to be his successor on earth. No one could then have any advantage because of his location. By the Spirit, the Savior would be accessible to all. Jesus read the future of his disciples. He saw one brought to the scaffold, one to the cross, one to exile among the lonely rocks of the sea, others to persecution and death. But in every trial he would be with them. When for the truth's sake the believer stands at the bar of unrighteous tribunals, Christ stands by his side. The reproaches that fall on him, fall on Christ. When one is incarcerated in prison walls, Christ ravishes the heart with his love. At all times and in all places, when we feel helpless and alone, the Comforter will be sent in answer to the prayer of faith. Circumstances may separate us from every earthly friend, but no circumstance can separate us from the heavenly Comforter. He is always at our right hand to sustain and cheer. The disciples still failed to understand Christ's words, and again he explained, by the Spirit he would manifest himself to them. "The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. No more will you say, I cannot comprehend." Through the disciples, Christ was to speak to all the people on the face of the earth. But in the death of Christ they were to suffer great disappointment. That after this experience their word might be accurate, Jesus promised that the Comforter should bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Jesus' disciples had been educated to accept the teaching of the rabbis as the voice of God, and it still held a power over their minds. Earthly ideas still had a large place in their thoughts. They did not understand the spiritual nature of Christ's kingdom. Many of his lessons seemed almost lost on them. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit should recall these sayings to their minds. The Comforter is called the Spirit of Truth. His work is to define and maintain truth. He first dwells in the heart as the Spirit of Truth, and thus he becomes the Comforter. There is comfort in truth, but no real comfort in falsehood. Through false tradition, Satan gains his power over the mind. False standards misshape the character. The Holy Spirit exposes error and expels it from the soul. By the Spirit of truth, working through the Word of God, Christ subdues his chosen people to himself.